Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Joe Murphy. With years of experience in sales, retail, training, and coaching, Joe's warmth, engaging style, and gentle guidance leads to insightful, self-understanding, empowering readers and clients alike to clarify and focus their drive while discovering their authentic selves. And he has a new book called Living Full Tilt, Celebrate Life, which has just become a bestseller. Joe, thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I'm excited to be here. This seems to have taken so long. I started writing my book, and I thought it would be done quickly, but it wasn't.
Well, such is the case with masterpieces. You know, they take a while to build. So for those who don't know you, Joe, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came about to your passion and purpose of helping people in the way you do, making the contribution you're making to the world, and getting a best-selling book done. Tell us about what that looked like, the progression of that.
I'm very excited to do that, Vicki. Thank you. This all started at a very early age for me when I was 4. I was involved in a life-altering auto accident, and it changed everything for me because I developed epilepsy. And when I went through grade school, I didn't feel like I fit in because I couldn't play any sports. I'd be pulled out of class to go to speech therapy. My hearing loss had begun. So I wasn't bullied, but I didn't feel like I fit in. I felt like I was an outcast, separated, and I didn't like that. A little bit later in grade school, I read a book called Your Greatest Power by J. Martin Cole. I thought it was going to tell me my greatest power was how to build instant muscles, a magic pill, instant muscles, and this guy can go back to school and kick butt, make myself fit in. But the book told me that my greatest power was a power to choose. And when I read that, that was not what I was looking for. Imagine a little grade school boy, not what he's looking for. So I threw that book down in disgust. But as you may imagine, the seed was planted in the back of my mind. And so when I was 9, I was walking down the street, going home from school. It had been a frustrating day, and I vowed to myself that the only way I was going to save myself was to help others to understand and realize that we are all, each one of us, we are loved just as we are this moment. We are enough right now. We are loved and we are important. And so that vow set me on a course. And looking back today, I can see, although I didn't realize it then, as I got older, I forgot that vow. But my whole career has been about finding ways to connect with others, to lift their spirits, to help guide and understand that we are loved more than we can imagine.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And what a fabulous contribution to the world. It's just wonderful. So how did this evolve in wanting to do a book around it?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. Back in the mid-70s, when I got out of college, wanting to connect and assist, I took a job in social services. Food stamps was a new program then. People didn't know much about it. I became a food stamp caseworker, and I quickly realized that a lot of people didn't understand what the rights were. And there were a lot of people that were not getting the assistance they were entitled to. For here in Texas, the government didn't want to make much information available. And the USDA, the federal government, was constantly encouraging Texas to make more information available. And why is this important, you may ask? Well, this was back at a time when tax season, people would buy a book to read the tax rules so they would know how to pay the least amount of taxes. Well, people had a right to know the rules so they could see if they qualified for assistance. And they also had a right to question us caseworkers because we made mistakes. When a person would come in, we'd generally certify a person for 3 months at a time. They'd come back and we would certify them again. We'd look back at what had happened. If the caseworker had made a mistake and given too much help, then it was our job to take it out of this month, this qualification, to balance the book. Okay, that's fair enough. But on the other hand, if the caseworker did not give them enough assistance, we could not say, hey, you didn't get enough. Only if they asked us, if they had received what they were entitled to, could we say anything. And I thought that was just grossly unfair. So I wrote my first book, Food Stamps and You, to get assistance that you're entitled to. About the time I printed 1,000 copies of it, the government sanctioned Texas, and Texas said, okay, we're going to appoint a Blue Ribbon Committee to study this. And I sent them a copy of my book. I said, give this to people. And they gave me the door. That was my first book. And then with what had happened, being losing my job, our security, we had to struggle, and it hurt deeply to lose that. So I put writing aside until 2015. I contributed to the My Creative Thoughts, a journal you publish, and I had awakened my writing spirit and my passion for writing to express myself, to make my voice heard. And now that has led me to writing Living Full Tilt, Celebrate Life.
Well, that is so great. And that's why I love these anthology books, is this happens for so many writers. Maybe they put writing away or they've never really jumped into the endeavor of writing, and they contribute to a book that is multiple authors and they're a part of that bigger picture. And all of a sudden it springs interest in writing your own books. And I love that about it. So I'm so glad that happened for you,
Me
Joe,
too.
Because the book is amazing and it really, really serves people in a way that's so wonderful. Tell us a little bit about what the book is all about.
Wherever you're at, whatever your circumstances, wherever you're at on the socioeconomic totem pole, there's three steps that create the foundation for the life you want to have. Without these three steps in place, you can have everything else and it won't be enough. But with these three steps in place, you can add whatever you want. And these three steps, first and foremost, highest priority, begin to love yourself. Love is the answer. The greatest minds throughout history, people of notable success and influence, have left us their words, giving us the same message. Love is the answer. Most of us have some love for ourselves, but we get knocked off where we were. Things happen and we get disrupted. Our feeling of love flies out the door while we have anger or rage or despair. I advocate thinking of love in yourself like you think of oxygen. Do you ever want to be without oxygen? Do you ever want to stop breathing? No. Don't ever stop loving yourself. No matter what you did or didn't do, what life happened, it didn't happen. Love yourself. Forgive yourself through everything. Some people have said, Joe, that's kind of self-centered. And I say, no, not really. Because you see, we can only share what we have. So if we don't have unconditional love for ourselves, if we don't have forgiveness for ourselves, we can't continually, consistently give that to anyone else because we can't share what we don't have. Step two is to find our purpose. A lot of people say, well, I don't know if I have a purpose. I can't find my purpose. That's because we're looking in the wrong place. Our purpose is not something outside of us. We don't look for a purpose out here, but that's where everyone is looking. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, it has never been and never will be outside of ourselves. So we learn to look and practice looking within. And then when we find our purpose and Living Full Tilt, Celebrate Life goes into explicit detail on these steps, how to make these steps, practice these steps. But when we do that, begin to put love into everything we do. Think of it this way. Let me give you an analogy. When the FedEx guy brings you a package, you know he didn't send it to you. He's a delivery man. Your relationship, your job, every aspect of your life is a reflection of Newton's third law of motion, often called karma. What we send out comes back to us. If you're not getting the respect or the love or the joy you want at work or in your relationship, put unconditional love and acceptance and forgiveness into it. That's all we can control, what we ourselves do. I can only control what I see, think, do, what I initiate, and how I respond. But that's all I need to be able to control. Because if I control those three things and I come at life putting love into what I'm doing, accepting and forgiving, asking myself, what's the best thing I can do now? Then love will come back to me. There is nothing of this world that can stop Newton's third law of motion or karma. I don't care how powerful the company is, how dissatisfied one may be with their partner, their spouse, they don't have the power to stop karma. And then step three is to choose our direction. There's always an alternative. Nature has summer and winter. For our job and our lifestyle, we have the physical and the metaphysical. The physical, I call it the see, want, and pursue. We look out there and we see what we want and we pursue it. But we also, in the back of our mind, we know, we've heard the saying, you can't judge a book by its cover, because things are almost never the way they look. On the other hand, the metaphysical, the beyond the physical, I call it the imagine, ask, and receive. Neither path is better than the other. When you're centered in the path for each one of them, either one, the foundation is love, gratitude, and happiness. They're both going to the same place. However, the experience is different. Just like a nice summer day is different than a nice winter day, they're both nice days, but the experience is different. We prepare for them differently. So the same here. The experience is different and we prepare for them differently. They have different principles they operate by. So those are the three steps. It doesn't matter which path you choose. Choose the one that speaks to your heart, that you feel you're at this time. We've heard the saying, be hot or be cold, don't be lukewarm. Lukewarm is waffling back and forth, being in the hot, being in the cold, a little hot, a little cold, not staying centered in one. And that way, we lose a lot of our strength. The same is here. Whichever path you're on, play to your strength. You'll be amazed at the difference that it makes. Have you ever driven a car with the front end out of alignment? If you start off driving, the steering wheel will go, ooh, I mean, it's just wobbly. You're getting a lot of shakes. And the faster you go, the gets worse and worse. And if you go very fast, you'll lose control of the car, because the car, you cannot drive a car with the front end seriously out of alignment very fast. However, that same car, you take it to the mechanic, have them make their adjustments so the front end is aligned, and you get a smooth ride. Same thing with life. You align yourself with the path, whichever path you want. You align yourself with the principles. You put yourself right in the center of it. You get a smooth ride. So in my book, we cover that. We use music in a way that I'm not familiar with any book that has the music supporting the principles like we have accessible on our website. Because music helps us absorb, assimilate, and implement the lessons we are wanting to learn. And I have beautiful, wonderful music you can listen to for free supporting that. And then my book also has my story, going back to the accident and then how I learned to write myself a new story, because we live the stories we write. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Fabulous. So, Joe, the book is just stacked full with so much powerful information. What do you hope readers will take away?
What I want readers to understand and take away from this is, first and foremost, to discover and experience what's in it for them. Why should they pay attention to learn from this book? Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe can achieve. But I don't ask you to believe anything here. I say, read and practice the steps. That's what I did. I didn't believe it until I did the steps and I saw the results. Rene Descartes said, if you want to believe, first doubt. Doubt everything that you can doubt and let life show you. Because when we have seen the results in our own hands, then we have the deep understanding and belief awareness that we need for this life. So I want my readers to discover and experience what's in it for them by practicing the steps, to look within and find their purpose and begin putting love into everything they do so that everything is sending love back to them. And how do we do that? We do that by practicing. Everything that you can do, everything that any of us can do, we had to practice. Learning to walk took relentless practice. I've said that if we waited when we were adults to learn to walk, nobody would walk because an adult would not fall that many times and get back up. But we learned to walk because we practiced relentlessly. Some things can come natural, take a little bit of practice, but everything that you or I or any of us can do, we had to practice. I don't expect myself to get it right this moment. I'm practicing. And we follow up that practicing with the thought, I'm getting there. I'm practicing. I'm getting there. We will get there. That's what I want my readers to understand, to believe in themselves, because the universe power moves through us. There is nothing that is out of our grasp if we will first learn to love and forgive. Albert Einstein said, the most important decision anyone makes is deciding if we live in a hostile or a friendly universe. Similarly, Henry Ford said, whether we think we can or we can't, we're right. Now, if our power to choose wasn't impactful, if our power to choose didn't make a difference in our life, then they wouldn't be telling us that.
That is powerful, really powerful. So, Joe, if you were to look at the work that you're doing with people individually and in groups, as well as the book, getting the message of the power of choice and the wonderful formula out there to the world, if you were to look at how that might impact the world, almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
That would be people practicing, learning to love themselves, forgive themselves, to share that with others, and then we are being the change we want to see.
I love that. I love that. That's wonderful. Did you have anything in closing?
Vicki, I am so excited to be with you, and I am so grateful. Gratitude is so powerful. I feel grateful for this call, for your time, for this opportunity to share with your audience. And I wish each and every one of us love, forgiveness, and joy that is waiting.
Ah, that's so beautiful. Such a beautiful closing thought. So, Joe, if people wanted to get in touch with you, I know they can find your book, Living Full Tilt, Celebrate Life, on Amazon and other book distributors. But if they wanted to contact you on the web, how would they do that? Is there a website they can go to?
Thank you for asking, Vicki. Yes, livingfulltilt.com.
Fabulous. The same as the name of the book. So yeah. Be sure and go out and get the book. It's such a fabulous read, and I think it can be really life-changing. And Joe, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you, Vicki, for having me, and thank you, your audience. I appreciate each of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. What a wonderful way to close out a fabulous time together. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.